Greetings, everybody, to the September 2018 Planetary Service Meditation. Thank you for joining in. So, first of all, we would like to get everyone in the unified field, as per usual. So, we're going to do that by command code. Everyone take a deep breath and relax. We'd like to request, as always, that if you think there's going to be noise on your end, that you press your mute button so that it doesn't disturb the call. So, and you can always unmute it if you have something to say. So, there we go. Spirit, please set spin ratios of the fields. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5, 3, 8, 5, 13, 8, 21, 13, 34, 21, 55, 34, 89, 55. 144, 89, initiate unified field. Now, if everyone would allow your unified field to reach out and touch the unified field of another person in the group, and we'll get you all in one singular unified field here. And once we do that, we're going to bring in our group of various helpers that like to join in. They're getting better every time, these guys, and the extra energy and the extra anchoring on the physical plane helps us be more effective. Of course, one of you are probably worth about 100 of them, but still, we'll take what we can get. It's always stronger when the person can be conscious and focused. Okay, so probably most of you know what we're going to start with today, and that's Hurricane Florence. As the phrase is so often used, bearing down on the East Coast, sounds like they're having a baby there. So here's where it gets kind of delicate, guys. The thing is that there's a topography issue with this particular storm, and that is that the corridor that it's going up is likely going to hit the mountains that start around Asheville, North Carolina, and it's going to send it a lot more rain down, and it's going to veer it up into that area. We don't like to shift the direction of these things because there are certain karmas involved in being involved in disasters, and we might spare Virginia, but then it goes down into Georgia, Alabama, other areas. So the choice has to be made. Who are you going to throw this storm at? The answer is, well, let's just see if we can get it to dissipate more quickly and not change its direction at all. Let it go the way it's supposed to go and the way the topography demands that it go. Let's see if we can't, just as we did for the fires, and that did help. Thank you very much. By adding our energy to the system to speed up the air current so that it blows through more quickly. Because as you may be aware, what was that?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought somebody said something. We want to speed up the airflow so that it doesn't linger in that area because the most damage is going to be done by that system just sitting there dumping rain. The bit of the wind that's going to be there, that's survivable. The storm surge at the coast, that's survivable. But it's sitting inland over there and raining and raining and raining and raining for weeks, probably not a good thing. So we would like to speed it through wherever it's going to go. And it looks like right now it's probably going to veer up to the north. So those of you in Western Virginia, Central Virginia, be aware there might be flash floods and heavy rains.
Okay.
So bringing our unified field together, Let's move our focus up to the East Coast of the United States, where this huge thing is, and you can't miss it. It's taking up the horizon if we pull back a little bit and look. We're not going to touch the storm directly. What we're going to do is go up to the poles, and just like we did with the fires, send the energy into the system to move the winds faster. So moving your energy up to the North Pole. And we're going to set our unified field down at the North Pole to anchor the energy going through. We're going to direct it through the ley lines to charge up the air in those latitudes and get that wind going. Then it pushes it, gets basically the air currents going. The wind is already fast enough. We're talking about the overarching air currents of the planet that's causing it to stay in place for too long. We would also like to use this group intention to send psychic warnings to all those who've decided to ride it out, not realizing that because it's dropped on the wind scale, they think that it's safe, and they don't realize that the real danger is in flooding and storm surge. And even far inland, you're going to get flooding if the clouds just stay there raining for days. So we want to send strong psychic impulses. Go visit your friends on the other side of the country. Go, go. Wouldn't it be a great time to visit Florida? Something like that. Which is for once not being pounded by a hurricane. Very good. Now holding our intention on the North Pole, please stand by for energy from the Uraeus group to come through the planetary grids with the intention of moving the overall air currents on the northern hemisphere faster. You do this by adding energy to the system, which adds heat, and that adds activity. Ironically, it's lack of cold that's causing this problem. We're going to solve it by adding heat energy. Very good. Holding steady as the energy pours through. Very good. Holding the intention to move this weather system through in its proper course as quickly as possible. Our intention is to speed up the overall air currents to carry it through faster than it would otherwise be. So let's minimize the damage. And I know it's tempting to say, let's just push it up to Washington, D.C. and dump it all on the Capitol building and all on the White House right now, but not likely to happen yet. However, according to probabilities, within the next 5 to 10 years, Washington, D.C. will take a direct hit that's pretty harsh. And that might wake up what few politicians are left that are in denial about everything, but we shall see. Okay. What I found interesting was that the government of North Carolina, in its infinite wisdom, decided to outlaw all mention of climate change in all official documents. It literally said you can't mention sea level rise in any official documents. And it appears that nature doesn't really care how the government of North Carolina cares to define it. It's going to act the way it's going to act. I find that very funny. Well, you know, it won't rise. We'll just pass a law saying it can't rise. That's right. Now we're going to tap into the collective consciousness specifically focusing on the collective consciousness of the Eastern Seaboard from Southern Virginia down to Georgia. And we're going to send a strong telepathic message of anyone who's decided to stay there that's in the path of this thing to evacuate while they still can. When we touch them with our unified field, it gives their guides an opportunity to come in and intervene. So, repeating, please move inland. Please move to higher ground. Please get out of the area. And we should hope in this group it would go without saying that as painful and inconvenient as it can be to lose houses and things and stuff, nothing is more important than your lives. If you're ever in doubt, jump first. Maybe you'll think you were too jumpy later, but it's better than getting caught in a situation that you have zero control over. Okay. Now, those of you who are more inland, you'll likely be fine. You may have power outages here and there, but if we can't get these upper atmosphere currents heated up and moving faster, there's likely to be some rather biblical rain for a while, so just be careful. Follow your spirits without hesitation. If spirit tells you to do something, however weird it seems, like get on a plane and go see your friend in Colorado, go do that thing. Sometimes your spirit is trying to get you out of the way of a probability. That probability may not even happen, but your essence would rather be safe than sorry. It's good to follow your spirit because your spirit will definitely try to keep you out of the path of any kind of disaster if you allow it to. Now, still holding focus so that the council can move through. Just pumping energy into the system, just exciting those molecules, getting the air currents in the upper stratosphere to speed up and pull this thing through faster. We've already been attempting this. That's why the Saffir number has dropped. We've taken away some of the energy at the lower levels to lower the intensity of it. Now we got to slow down. Now we got to speed it up. Not the speed of the hurricane winds, but the speed of the whole system moving through. Okay. There we go. Excellent. You guys have gotten very good at this in the months we've been working together. You hold a really strong collective field. Good. And in the collective, sending telepathic message, seek safety, seek higher ground, leave the area if they're in the brunt of this. Their essence will know if they're about to be affected by it. It won't be just sending everybody out of there, just the ones who might be affected by it that have decided to stay. Of course, we have to realize, too, that a lot of times it isn't practical for people to leave. It costs money to get in a car, put gas in it, to drive away, to stay in a hotel. A lot of people aren't in the financial position to flee it. or they're older or sick, and they just don't have the energy or the support to do it. And so for those, we want to draw special protection. One of the things we would caution you when you're doing any kind of weather work, whether it's alone or as groups, is that you always work with the force of the energy, that you're using the force of that energy to, say, deflect it, or to, as we are doing, speed it through. But changing its direction can be problematic. You could end up doing more harm than good by changing its direction. So just be cautious when you're working to influence the weather on a group scale. Now, most of you on an individual level won't be able to do it, but we're teaching you how to work powerfully in groups. And in a group, you could conceivably be strong enough to push the weather around a little bit. We just recommend that you be very careful when doing so. Minimize the impact, but don't try to stop it or redirect it. That's force and energy that has to go somewhere. And if it doesn't go where it's going, then it will go somewhere else, possibly even more unexpected or even worse than what you were trying to prevent. And so, again, we'll help these things move through faster, but we're not going to do anything to stop them. Realize that in the next decades, hurricanes are going to be moving further north as the oceans heat up and the air heats up. It's going to make hurricanes more viable in the northern parts of the Atlantic and Pacific. So areas that didn't used to be in the hurricane zone are going to be more so, as you saw last year's season when these hurricanes hit Europe. So that's going to be more of a common occurrence as the planet heats up. Now, here's how we can indirectly work. This is one of the indirect ways we can use to influence systems of hurricanes. We are going to infuse a lot of cold energy into the planetary grids over the middle latitudes to cool them off. Now, there's a natural El Nino forming out in the Pacific again this year, so that means it's going to be warmer water there, but we can try to cool things off. If you try to cool things off in general in those latitudes, that's going to starve hurricanes of their ability to form because they need that heat in the water to generate their force. And so by bringing down the temperature in the water, we can slow the formation of these huge storms. Now we're going to work more on the psycho-spiritual level, still holding the focus of our collective unified field in the North Pole. We are going to access the collective consciousness grids. We do that by intention. There are several layers of grids around the planet. They all do different things. One of those layers is the collective consciousness grid, and it's been gaining cohesion over the last decade. It's been getting stronger and stronger. The Internet really pushed forward its establishment. It's almost as if humans devised the Internet in order to prepare themselves for group mind, using technology. But the actual process of tapping into group mind will be far more complete than the internet. So again, it's just practice. But through those collective consciousness grids, we can send certain energies. As many of you have probably noticed during this time, and you may not in yourself be exempt from this, there's been a lot of stress, fear, and anger in the consensus. A lot of anxiety, a lot of feeling of unsettledness. We remind you that this is a destabilization year of the chaos node. So all of the chaos node incoming is going to serve more of a destabilization purpose than a stabilizing one. And actually, you might notice in terms of, if you're an American, you might notice that because it alternates between stabilization and destabilization year, it makes it almost certain that any election year for America is going to be in a destabilization year. There's a reason for that. Because America typifies the young soul culture. It's a representative of it. It is an advertisement for it. It expresses all of the goals of young soul culture. It's going to have to collapse that culture first before it starts collapsing elsewhere on the planet. And collapse it will. But that leaves space for the mature soul power structures to come into place. And they've already been starting to be formed. A lot of people are talking about looking to the past, are mentioning that democracy and these liberal ideals are the exception, not the rule of human civilizations. However, remember all of your history has been about infant, baby, and young soul cultures, all outwardly expanding cultures. Once mature soul culture takes a firm foothold on the planet, that may not be for a generation or two. Once it's fully in there, your civilization is not going to look like anything that you have any historical precedent for because it's going to be an inward expansion. You're going to have societies that value different things. So it's going to, of course, look very different. Every single one of you that is interested in doing this kind of work is also very certainly have some sort, on a soul level, some sort of transition task for the transformation of this planet from a young, mature soul planet. And by so doing, allowing the human experiment and the cetacean experiment to continue on this planet. In other words, make it so that humans, cetaceans, and a lot of other species can continue to survive on Earth. The stakes couldn't possibly be higher. And so all of you are very interested in the kind of planetary service work that has to do with shifting the paradigm. You're what we would call transition team members. You're on the transition teams of planets. And this isn't the first cycle your soul has done these things. So we would probably say that you're probably specialists in these kinds of transitions. So we're saying that as a way of saying, don't be nervous, you've done this before. Now you've never done it on Earth before, maybe. But you've done it before. So the basics of how to transition a planet this way are very known to you. Now, on planets that are fairly primitive, and it has to be argued that Earth is, with only 3 or 4 average of humans and 4 or 5 average previous cycles for cetaceans, it's not very advanced. So this is the crucial time when you have independently mobile species like humans, is the transition from young to mature. Think of yourself as a midwife here to assure a live birth, and you wouldn't be too far from the truth. Connecting to the collective consciousness, we are going to channel the energy of peace Elohim. Remember, peace is a beautiful iridescent color, kind of like the inside of an abalone shell, kind of silver with shot through with pink and green and blue, all these beautiful colors. And that's peace. We want that to infuse planetary consciousness. Peace. Not only the peace that is external to you, the peace with others, the peace in your community, but the peace within, the Shulamit Shalom, the peace that passeth all understanding. The peace that comes from the total knowledge of I am one. I am one with God. When you, that resonates through your being, and you say, I am one with God, you break down the separations in your own consciousness. There's no limit to what you can accomplish. Not all of you on Earth are going to be able to do this, of course, but it doesn't take everybody on Earth doing it to make the transition work. It only takes a certain small, relatively small segment to do it and pull the rest through. You're part of that segment of consciousness, awakening consciousness, that will pull the rest of the planet through the singularity. In 6 more years, you will have a much stronger idea of what these chaos nodes have been about. So peace, peace into the collective cribs. Grace, the silver ray, we want grace in there because grace allows a fresh start in the now moment. So if people are having fights with each other, disagreements, they can maybe have a moment's grace to set it aside and course correct. Or if somebody's about to do something really silly and cause some sort of fight or war or something, grace gives a moment of reflection that allows us to use a different course. Now that's you, Jody. I recognize that ring.
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't? I thought that was
no.
All right, so peace, grace. Not unity, not just yet. There's a reason that the polarity is happening, and it's important that it be maintained for now. The polarity is building energy. That energy is going to be released in an explosive but not necessarily destructive way. And so that polarity is going to continue to build for the next few years. But we can have peace. We can have grace, and we can have the energy of divine love itself coming through on a beam from the source. Stand by for the love of the source to come through into the planetary grid. No, source has not forgotten. Source is, however, willing to let us learn any way we want to learn, which is pretty fantastic. Source gives us complete and total freedom because that's what love does. Love puts no restrictions on you. Gives you unconditional freedom to explore and become that which you are. Source wants companions, not supplicants. Going through all of these cycles, after about 1,000 or so, we'll be ready to create universes of our own. So we take part in the multiverse. Always more and more universes to play. And I can just hear all of you saying, 1,000 cycles, you have to be kidding me. I know I think that sometimes. Holy hell! It's a long time. But we are eternal. We can do it. Now, let's bring in divine truth. There's been so many distortions on the truth that I think you'll agree we need more truth in the system. What do you guys think? Yes. Let's get more truth.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And truth is not just a truth to tell you. It's allowing people to access their own truth, to say, you know what, something doesn't feel right to me about this. You know what, this sounds like fear talking, not love. You know what, this doesn't seem like it's going to go in a very good direction. Truth allows one's own truth to come forward. And, of course, if that's one's spiritual truth, which it invariably is, Spirit has no interest in maintaining divisions. Just the opposite. Spirit wants to merge division. Now, I want us to take our collective unified field, jump up from the North Pole, and let's expand our unified field out and out and out and out and out. We want it bigger than the planet Earth. What the hell? Let's include the moon, too. Let's go a little further out. Get the moon, too. And we are going to enclose the moon and the earth. We both need each other, the moon and the earth, in our own collective unified field. And we're just going to hold this for a while. What this does is by holding our unified field here for a brief moment, it unifies everyone's field. And if that can give a breakthrough somewhere, we'll take it. You may be interested to know that your little group has garnered a lot of attention on the astral and fifth dimensions, and there are a lot of souls that want to support and participate in what we're doing here as a partnership between the upper dimensions and the physical plane. They're doing groups of their own, modeling it, and they're joining in with our efforts as well. And so sometimes you're going to be called on to join other people's groups. You may have a dream where you're meeting up with a bunch of people and you're getting together and you're looking down at the planet and you're all holding hands. Well, you're going to be doing more of this planetary service work in dream state. You guys are practicing it, getting it anchored into the physical plane, and that's making you more skilled at it. So you're going to be doing more of that work because it's very needed right now. And so even if you guys aren't predominantly planetary service in your orientation, at least for now, you're going to be in planetary service. As far as we can tell, you all really love it, so you don't feel it's too bad of an imposition. Now that we're surrounding the planet with our unified field, you're going to feel the heat of the sun. And there's a gate in the center of the sun, and it's opening up, and that gate carries galactic light from galactic central straight into our collective unified field to soak into planet Earth. We're going to give Earth a little boost, what it needs, from the source of our local universe right straight to Earth. Now, the Milky Way galaxy is kind of a boondocks galaxy as they go in this particular universe. It's kind of on the outer edge. But it's a very large, powerful galaxy, and when you go to the center of it, you get that energy through. The sun carries that energy from galactic center to the planets, and the ones that support life especially get that feeding. By infusing galactic central energy into Earth, it's like plugging in the Earth's crown chakra, if that makes sense. This is Earth's spirit, if you will. Just as you connect to your spirit on the upper dimensions, this is Earth's upper dimensional aspect connecting with it. Just as you feel wonderful when you're connecting with your spirit, the Earth feels pretty darn wonderful when it's connecting with Galactic Central. So we're going to just hold this unified field here and allow Galactic Central to communicate with the consciousness of Gaia. Very good. Might also interest you to know that the Gaia consciousness feels very exuberant right now. Exuberant because there's great changes afoot, and the Earth is always excited by changes. Now, whether those changes will be beneficial to humans and all of the animals that you love or not, that's up to you. But changes are coming. And the Earth always loves these transformational changes. It's like you transforming. Remember, too, that you are continuing to evolve on Earth. It never stops. It's a process, not an event. You're continually evolving and evolving faster than you might think, not just spiritually, but physically. Your physical forms are different than your grandparents. Your pineal glands are slightly but noticeably bigger. You're able to handle toxins that your grandparents probably would not have handled very well. Believe it or not, though it seems like you're sicker, you're actually more robust. As a species, of course, there are individual exceptions to that. But this is what it means to adapt to a rapidly changing environmental condition. It's going to force physical changes faster than might be comfortable, but that evolution is never comfortable. Evolution isn't designed to make us better. It's designed to allow us to adapt to our niche successfully. Spiritual evolution, on the other hand, is meant to increase our power and ability. Physical evolution is just whatever works in the niche is fine. That's why you see sharks and crocodiles that haven't changed much for millions of years. They found a niche, they were successful in it, they're keeping it. Spiritual evolution is about bringing more and more cohesiveness to your unified consciousness by expanding your idea of who you are to be all and more inclusive, not only of your own spirit, but of everyone and everything around you, until ultimately you include the entire universe as part of you. That's the goal. Thank you for your service here. I want you to bring that field back in again and drop the collective field. You may hold your individual ones, please. Thank you for your service here. Hey, guys, good job. Haha, well, you guys out there that are going to be in a lot of rain, bunker, you know, keeping the bunkers, batten down the hatches, keep the water in there, and go to higher ground.
Thank you.
Even if you have to run up the hill.
Thank you, Susanna.
All right. Take care. And we'll
please. Thank you, Susanna.
You. Thank you, Susanna.
Kind of out of time.
Thank you, Susanna.
Thank you. Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Get better, Susanna. Get better, Susan. Get better.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna.
Feel better.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.